You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
The views and opinions expressed on Dish and Swishin by our guests and callers are not necessarily those of the host, WSTR Radio, its management, or advertisers. Programming on Dish and Swishin is for entertainment purposes only.
This is Vicki Johnson with the WNBA. This is Vicki Johnson with the WNBA, and you're listening to Dish and Swishin, WSTRRadio.com.
So Louisiana Tech was always your target.
That was my target from day one. And from where I grew up at, it was very small. It's Coushatta, Louisiana, which is
sure.
An hour in Coushatta, Louisiana, and it's an hour away from Ruston. And at the time when I was growing up, there was no in-state players. They only had like one. They had one in-state player from the state of Louisiana. Everybody else was out of state. And I kept telling, you know, my small town, which was like 2,500, 3,000 people, well, where are you going to play ball at? I was like, Louisiana Tech. And everybody was like, oh, we don't know if you can play there. We don't think you're that good. We know you can probably play in Northwestern, which is in Nagwich, which is 30 minutes away from Coushatta. But Louisiana Tech, you know, VJ, you realize they are the number one team in the nation, right? And I was like, yeah, but I think I'm pretty good too, you know. And and that was another challenge. So I was just like, all right, I got to prove all you guys wrong. You know, I got to rededicate myself even more to the game. I have to learn the game. I have to study the game. And I got to be as consistent as I possibly can be that I can get noticed, that Louisiana Tech would take a note, a look at me. So I started playing AAU every summer from Shreveport to North Dakota to Baton Rouge to New Orleans. I played everywhere. I played with any team that wanted me to play with them, you know, because I knew that if I play AAU, that I would see the Pat Summit. You know, I would see the Vivian Stringer, and most of all, I would see Leon Barmore looking at me, watching me, Kel Mokey watching me, Nell Fortner watching me, and I felt like that was my opportunity to get noticed, and that's why I play AAU. My high school coach from my freshman sophomore year was Jarvis Blinks, and he played football for the Steelers. So he came in. Cindy Thornton is from Naglish, and he played at Northwestern. He also played there with the Steelers. And so he was the football coach, and Jarvis Blink was his friend. So he brought him in, and he started coaching women's basketball. And so when he got in the first day, you know, he was asking around, so, you know, how's your women's program? You know, they were telling him, you know, hey, this girl, you know, VJ, you know, she's something special. And he was like, really? From Coushatta? He was like, and they was like, yeah. He was like, well, I got to meet her. So he came into the class, and he was like, hey, I need to speak to you for a second. I had no idea who he was. And he was like, I heard you want to go to Louisiana Tech. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm excited. And he was like, well, meet me at recess. And if you beat me, I'll call Leon Barmore, and I'll tell him about you. And I was like, really? That's it? And he's like six. He's a professional athlete, you know, football player. He's like 6'4", 6'5", cut up. I was like, all right, I think I can do this. So I met him at recess. Of course, I didn't win, but, you know, I think he beat me like 8-5 or something like that. But it wasn't as easy as he thought. And so he was like, all right, I'm still going to call him. So he called Coach Barmore right on the spot and was like, look, Coach Barmore, this is Jarvis Bling from Coushatta, Louisiana, and I have a player here for you, and I'm going to give you the first bid on her. You got the first bid. She want to come to Louisiana Tech. I'm not calling Pat Summitt. I'm not calling Vivian Skrank. I'm not calling anyone. I'm calling you because she wants you. She want to come to Louisiana Tech, and she want to play for you. So I'm just letting you know. And that was it.
Wow.
And so then Coach Barmore came out and watched AAU and Kim Oakey and Neil Fortner. And then by my sophomore year, you know, I'm verbally committed to Louisiana Tech. And that's where I went.
This is David Siegel, and you are listening to WSTR Radio's Dishin' and Swishin' Show, available here on Swish Appeal.